Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Dana Freeze Hansen, the director and CEO of the Grand Rapids Art Museum. I'm also joined by Michael Flaghar. Michael has an exhibit at the Grand Rapids Art Museum through April 22nd entitled Reinforcing Objecthood. How you guys doing today?
Hi there.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have a great Rauschenberg exhibit that's just coming to the Gram a few weeks ago. There's three different sections of it, I understand, Dana. Rauschenberg in Context, Robert Rauschenberg at Gemini, and Synapse Shuffle.
Yes.
And first of all, congratulations on getting that exhibit. I've had the opportunity to go through there a couple times, really enjoy it. Can you tell us about each of the three exhibits that are presently there?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Robert Rauschenberg is perhaps one of the most important 20th century American artists. He really busted the boundaries of use of everyday images, of the materials that he used, also where and what art was about. So it's thrilling to be presenting here in Grand Rapids at what amounts to almost a retrospective of his work. The Rauschenberg in Context exhibition is a place where I tell everyone to start with. It is a smaller exhibition, but it provides work by Rauschenberg and then also of his peers, his teachers, people that inspired him, and then also people that he inspired as well. So it looks, at different aspects of his work with works that we've either have in our permanent collection or works we borrowed from private collections, people's homes that have generously parted with them, or university museums at Michigan State and University of Michigan. So that's the beginning point.
Now, I got to admit, I wasn't really familiar with Rauschenberg to begin with and came to learn about him more as the exhibit opened up. And for folks who may not be familiar with him, how does he fit in with his contemporaries like Warhol and others?
Well, he was considered one of the most important pop artists. So he drew upon everyday images that were things that were happening in the moment. So you'll see images of the space liftoff. He's hit his peak in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so that 60s culture, embracing of youth culture, of positive approach to America. So you'll see spaceships blasting off. You'll
sure.
see the American Eagle. You'll see Kennedy and other politicians. And so he was more embracing of the variety and richness of especially urban life and multiculturalism than, say, Andy Warhol, who kind of focused on products and famous personalities.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very, I got to meet him a couple times. He was a very open, generous, warm-spirited person. And so you'll see that in the prints that he made at the Gemini Workshop. So that's the second exhibition. It's a survey of art that he made from the late 1960s up until almost his death in 2008. And so you have works in a variety of different media, prints, works in handmade paper, sculptures. And so that gives a good sense of the variety of his imagery. He would walk down the street and would be amazed at seeing little things such as a fire hydrant or an ice machine, or he'd travel around the world and pick up on sort of ethnic sensibilities in different cultures and embrace them and incorporate them into his work. So it's a really rich way to get to know Rauschenberg in that way.
Now, what about Synapse Shuffle? I was just upstairs at the Gram the other day, had an opportunity to check that out.
Oh, good. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. It was very cool to see how people assembled the different panels.
Mm-hmm.
But can you explain to me a little bit more about the thought process?
Assemble is the right word. So think about the word synapsis shuffle. Rauschenberg was very careful in naming this. Synapsis is the jump from nerve to nerve of an idea or an impulse. And shuffle reminds me of a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dance move, too. And so Rauschenberg created this work in 1999. It really took him about a year to make. And it consists of 52 panels, all 9.5 feet tall and varying widths. And onto each of the panels, he put from 3 to probably 8 or 9 images that he silkscreened on from photographs that he had taken over the course of his lifetime. And so he had pictures from all over around the world, would arrange them in different ways on each panel, And then he made some rules. He made an art game with it, with these raw parts. And so the key rule was that anyone but the artist, but Robert Rauschenberg, would arrange the works in a particular order. It would be up to them, not up to the artist. So he had done his work, and he turned it out onto the world. And then the museums that present the work would decide how it would be arranged. But he did have another rule, which is that they had to be put together in groupings of no less than 3 and no more than 7.
Okay.
So they're literally, the panels get screwed together once someone has decided on the sequence. What we did in Grand Rapids, we're doing this national collaboration with the Whitney Museum, borrowing it from their collection, and I decided that local people could do a good job, and it would be interesting to see what Grand Rapidians do. And so I came up with 12 individuals and teams.
Who were some of the shufflers?
Well, we had artists, we had art historians, mm-hmm. we had ballerinas, conductors, curators, okay. a whole range of people. So we had collaborations with different organizations, the UICA, Meyer Gardens, the Symphony, the Ballet, even Grid 70. We had technologists and designers, fashion designers, furniture designers, and then we look to the medical community because I think that scientific research is creative and it needs a special drive. So we had even 2 brain scientists.
Okay.
So it was a great group of people.
Now, did you do any shuffling yourself?
No, I was kind of the ringleader. So
okay.
I was the MC.
Well, that's still fun to be at that level.
It was.